you really are forgetting God, the God of the universe, when you think that He is just like you.
Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
What we are looking at in this passage today in Psalm 50 is a very sneaky, seductive form of idolatry. There's a third aspect to verse 21. Would you notice it? I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. In other words, there's a third symptom here, and that is this. You will receive a verbal rebuke from God's word because you think God is just like you. Now, if you'll stop and think with me this morning, here is tremendous hope in this message. Here is tremendous hope. Here's what the Lord is saying in verse 21. He said, you did these things because you thought I was just like you. He said, I kept silence. And you use that further to think, oh, God's just like me. He's not really paying attention. But he's telling you something here in verse 21. He's saying, I will reprove you. In other words, I will rebuke you. I will put these things in order before your eyes, and you'll see them just like you see them right now. It is true that verse 21 has implications for the judgment that one of these days he will not keep silence and he will set them in order before us. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons that we even come together to hear God's word is to prepare for that final examination. It is to prepare for that day of judgment. And so what he is saying this morning is, I'll be very gracious to you. I will set them in order before your eyes. I believe that one of the blessed benefits of this particular series is that many of God's people, I myself and many of God's people here in this congregation, have realized I've been setting up idols in my heart. There's idolatry in my own heart. Right, and God has been very gracious. And He's helped us to see that part of the problem was we thought He was just like us. What do we see then? Well, you will excuse your wicked actions. And this morning, if you are excusing them, it's because you think that God is just like you. You think that God isn't really paying attention. And if you think that this morning, you think that because you think God is just like you. And you will receive a verbal rebuke. Under the preaching of God's word, you will see it. And the Lord will place His finger on some area of your life. And you will do that because God's word makes it very plain that you think that God is just like you. Now, the beauty of what we have in this passage, in verse 22 and onward, is that we have an answer. We've seen these three symptoms of idolatry: our wicked deeds, our belief that God isn't really paying that close attention, and the understanding that the very reason we hear messages like this is to get our attention and help us realize what's going on. Look, if you will, what it says in verse 22. He says, now consider this. Folks, just for a minute, could I stop the message here? I know that sometimes in the rhythm of a message, and sometimes when a message is being preached, that it is very easy to use it like a form of entertainment like we talked about a few moments ago. But I believe that if we will really listen to what the Lord says, He is speaking to every one of us with these three words. Now, consider this. That's what the Lord wants us to do this morning. He wants us right now, not later, not sometime in the future. Well, no, I'll get around to it. No, right now. consider this. This ought to be at the very center of our attention this morning. This ought to be the preoccupation of our own minds. Because to do otherwise is to just believe God's just like us. He's just like us, and it's really not that big of a deal. I believe there's a two-step cure here, so let's consider this in verse 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God. Is this slippery? Oh, is this slippery? Remember what I said about those reptiles slithering around in the swamp last week when we were talking about looking in the windows of the human heart and how they slip around and you try to grab them? This is slippery. Oh, is it slippery? But don't miss this. You know what we're really doing when we think that God is just like us? We are accentuating or exaggerating or falling in love with some particular aspect of God's character, our favorite part, the part that makes us comfortable. We love to talk about His love, oh, His grace, oh, His mercy, and all those things are wonderful. Praise God for them. But if we ignore the fact that He is a God of wrath and justice, then I say to you, we have formed an idolatry in our hearts, and it's not the true God. As much as we would like to say, oh no, I worship the God of the Bible, if you exaggerate some aspect of God's character, and in exaggerating some aspect, you diminish or blind yourself to some other part of His character, my friend, you have become an idol manufacturer in your heart, and you've set up idols in your heart. And the result is that you forgot God. How did you forget God? You thought He was just like you. That's how you forgot God. You thought He was just like you, and you thought you were the measure of all things. And so here's what He's telling us. If you want this cure, here it is. He is showing us in this passage that you must stop, and you must recognize that you are forgetting God. You really are forgetting God, the God of the universe, when you think that He is just like you. Look, this is really easy to prove in the passage that you have before you. Just go back for a moment to verse 1, and let's just quickly work down through Psalm 50. What do we see about Him in verse 1? He is the mighty God. What does the word "the" tell you? He's unique. There is none like Him. He is the unique and perfect Spirit in whom all things have their source, support, and being. He is the God. Isaiah 45 said, besides Him, there's no God formed. There is no one else who is God. He is the mighty God. What does He say also in verse 1? He is the Lord who speaks. In verse 1, He is the Lord who causes the earth to turn from the rising of the sun to the setting of it. You might think that you are powerful and a great engineer, but can you cause the earth to turn on its axis? He is the God who has spoken through Israel. That's not a popular notion these days. There are those who say, oh no, not the God who speaks through Israel. He's the God who speaks through all religions. That's not what the Bible says. He is the Lord who has shined out of Zion, out of Zion, out of Israel. He is that God. You find in verses 3 through 5 that He is the God of judgment. Verse 6, the righteous God. Verse 7, He is your God. Verses 10 and 11, He is the God who owns the earth. Now, how can you recognize this? Here's where you can start to recognize it. When you recognize Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's how you'll know. When you come to the Lord as a sinner who recognizes that he or she has set up himself as his own God, calling the shots, ordering his existence, and then you come to see the mighty God, the Lord who owns it all, everything begins to change. So first, you really do have to stop. You have to recognize that you are forgetting God. In order to understand this, you have to recognize that what you've done is you've forgotten God. You say, but I'm a believer. I really think I'm a Christian. Okay, but have you forgotten God? You treat His words casually? You entered in with thieves? You love to watch adultery, sexual immorality? You don't mind trimming people apart with your tongue? You say, look, my tongue's my own. I own my own tongue. I can use it any way I want to. That's idolatry. It's thinking that God is just like you. You could say anything you want to about anybody. You can cut them down behind their back. You can rip into them. Why? It's because you think that you are God and that God is just like you. Read on, if you will, what he says in verses 22 and 23. Now consider this, that you forget God, either forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoso offers praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conversation or conduct aright will I show the salvation of God. I think this is the point that we bring from this. You must repent. This is the second cure. Second part of the two-step cure. You must repent before it's too late, because you think God is just like you. You think God is just like you. I would like to demonstrate to you what the Lord is showing us and how He's helping us to understand in this passage. As we notice from the outset in verses 1 through 15, there is a glorious demonstration of the true God and of right praise toward Him. In verses 16 and onward, there is this horrible mess, a horrible swamp of thinking that God is just like us and all the junk that produces. Notice, if you will, the right application of the true knowledge of God in verses 14 and 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay thy vows unto the Most High God. He says in verse 15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have this morning recognized that what is really going on is idolatry in your own heart, in that you thought God was just like you, and you treated His words casually, and all these other things, you begin to say, that's me. Do you not understand this morning that the Lord has been very gracious to us? And the Lord has been very gracious to take His word and just point right at what is going on. Now here's the question. Who's going to be in control? Who's going to be in control? Are you going to continue to exalt yourself as God and say, I'm not listening to that. I don't care what they say, I'm not listening to that. That's idolatry. But I believe that you and I this morning can do exactly what He says to do in His Word, that we can consider this, that we have forgotten God, we can turn, we can repent, we can glorify Him with a right praise and honor Him and show Him as the God of salvation. And in the words of verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Just before I close, let me make one application. If you recognize this morning that you were in trouble, you saw this morning, oh me, that's me. What do I do now? Look what he says in verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. Listen, you can enter into some of the most glorious freedom. I'm going to talk about it tonight in Romans chapter 8. You can enter into some of the most glorious freedom if you will, while God's words are in your mind and heart, if you will break down the high place and break down the idolatry and call upon Him in the day of trouble, and He will deliver you and you will glorify Him with a new heart of praise. Will you do it?
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.